Using the terminal deoxynucleotidyl transferase-mediated DUTP NIC end labeling assay, we found no difference in apoptosis between different treatments, emphasizing that it is the anti-proliferative role of these activators that accounts for the decrease of epidermal thickness. Finally, using immunohistochemical methods, we determined the effects of cyclitazone on keratinocyte differentiation in this hyperproliferative model. We observed an increased expression of involucrin and filaggrin following cyclitazone treatment, suggesting a pro-differentialization was lower in patients taking endothelin receptor antagonists or phosphodiesterase 5 inhibitors compared with placebo, OR.34 and 0.48 respectively, while the reduction in patients taking prostanoids compared with placebo was similar but not statistically significant. Each drug class showed a favorable impact on at least two of the three hemodynamic outcomes: cardiac index, mean pulmonary artery pressure, and pulmonary vascular resistance. Replacement of saturated with monounsaturated lipids is associated with a considerable reduction in coronary heart disease risk through a mechanism involving reduction of LDL cholesterol without a reduction of HDL cholesterol or an increase in triacylglycerols. Less is known about the relation of arterial blood pressure with the Mediterranean diet or its dominant components.